following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, what's up, Refuge family? Jonathan, coming to you from inside one of our most soft and comfortable rooms here at the church. This is our young children's room, our early childhood room. This is where we do the ages of 3 to 5 years old, and you can look around the room with me. We have a big old soft, comfortable little tree up there, some grass down here on the ground, a few stuffed little creatures right there with some rocks around. The kids get to sit on these colorful little squares down here. We have some awesome volunteer leaders who lead our kids through time of worship in this room. But as you can tell, in the space that I'm in, there's their little TV, and you can see a little fire pit and a little raccoon right there. The space that I am in is a very soft and comfortable and designed to be a very loving space. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to do our Refuge Daily in here to remind you, and sometimes, you know, I need the reminder myself, is that, you know, why do we do this with children? Like, why do we make it soft and comfortable and cozy? Because at this age, children, they don't have all the skills they need. They're still growing and learning, but they do understand emotion, and they do understand feeling, and they understand love, and they understand peace, and they understand fear as well. And so we want to create an environment for kids that is reflective of the nature of who God is. And that's what is on our wall back here, is the nature of God reflected in these little creatures that we have here. And we want to demonstrate for the kids that, you know, God is all love and peace, and he's kind and caring. Now, for you, you may look at this and think, oh, this is all, yeah, silly. You know, I'm a mature adult. I don't need all this soft, cozy, fluffy stuff. I've seen some stuff in life. I've dealt with some things. I've walked through some hard times and some darkness. Well, good for you. Here's the deal. So did King David. King David, in the most popular, what I would probably say it's the most popular psalm, Psalm 23. King David says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We as Christians need to always remember that, you know what, our Lord, no matter how dark life gets, no matter how hardened we get, no matter how tough we think we are, no matter how many valleys of shadow we have walked through, the Lord wants to comfort us just like we are his little children. And we need to remember to think about the Lord in his comfort, to think about how his staff and his rod guides us even in the hard times. You know, being around kids, you get to kind of experience that a lot. You get to see how even the youngest ones can understand comfort and love, which kind of reminds us that those are the true eternal things of this life, is the love and comfort. And that's my prayer for you guys today, is that wherever you're at, whatever you're going through in life, is that you are comforted by the Lord, that you feel his presence wrap around you, that you feel like you can rest completely in him, and maybe return to a space in your mind, whatever you can do, return to a space where you can reflect upon the Lord, where you can look to the Lord, where you can be with the Lord, and you can escape maybe some of that, some of the fear, some of the darkness, some of the valleys of shadow that David would talk about. All right, I love you guys. That's what I have for you today. I hope you have a good day, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody back at church. Oh, the lights went off. Wait, let's turn them back on. Where are they at? I can't. All right, hold on. Walking in the darkness, going to turn it back on. Here we go. Let's see. I don't think that's it. Here, pray for me today. It's pretty dark in here, but you know what? The Lord is with me. He comforts me, and he guides me during all the hard times of life, and he will do that for you too. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye. Wow, that was pretty cool.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul, I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life.